But Montgomery's just a shit, has a shit newspapers like that.
I've always heard that Montgomery really emphasized social life a lot, especially among the more well-to-do.
Yeah, Montgomery, you've got a lot of damn really ritzy, some fine aristocratic folks. None of them I know. It's like your bank heads and your, I was telling you about Judge earlier. They're really the only wealthy people in Chisholm. They own a huge plantation out there on the edge of Chisholm. That's in your heart of the Black Belt there in Montgomery. You got all your governors and people like that. So it's really a big social world, right? A kind of a cliquish town. The reason I don't know much about that is because Montgomery's divided into, old Montgomery was divided into two parts, two white parts. There's the Lanier side and the Lee side. All the rich people went to Lanier. And all the Lanier was odd. It had the very richest people and the very poorest people. Lee, where I went to high school, had middle class people and your working class people, okay? So Chisholm and Capitol Heights went to Lee. West End and Cloverdale went to Lanier. Like that. And all your damn ritzy people were from Lanier. You know old Tony Tennille, Captain Tennille? Mm-hmm. She's from Montgomery. She went to Lanier. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell this on tape too. Some bitch transcribes this, better not put any names on tape. She left Montgomery because she got pregnant, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, old boy married old some bitch and got two women pregnant. Mm-hmm. And he married the other one. And so Tony Tennille, just her family just left town. Hmm. He made a bad mistake, huh?
She had the kid?
I don't know. But she came back and went to Auburn to school.
Hmm. I didn't know that. Well, what about after Chisholm Elementary School? Where'd you go to junior high?
Went to Goodwin Junior High.
Goodwin?
Yeah. Chisholm and Goodwin were supposedly roughneck schools. But Chisholm was a good school. I think it was the best elementary school in Montgomery. We did have a lot of rough people out there, though. A lot of them in the pen now. Draper, I used to play softball at the Draper prison all the time. Uh-huh. I know all the folks, all the boys, all the white boys and half the blacks. Uh-huh. All of them around that area. And then I went to Lee High School and graduated from Lee in 68. Went to University of Alabama, majored in English, graduated there in 72. Got an MA there, studied for MA comps with the famous lag spill worker and scribe.
Or shit.
One of the winners of the lag superstars contest. And then
underwater field work.
Yeah. Then started PhD work here in 74 and hope to finish up. Well, I can't get the degree till December or March, I'm not sure which. But I'll be finished with most everything by September. I'm through with prelims now. Mm-hmm. Cross my fingers, knock on wood. And as far as I know, I'll be through with everything by September or October. Mm-hmm. And then get the degree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intend to move to Atlanta. Or somewhere close by. And, wherever I can afford to move. Mm-hmm. And work on the LAGS project.
What about stuff like clubs and maybe church groups?
The only thing I was really
kind of thing.
Ever a member of was a church. And I'll tell you about my job. I was a choir director. Mm. And so I take that back. I was in Alabama. I was in the singers and stuff. I was in singers in high school.
What was this, Alabama choir, or did they have a name?
University singers. I was in the Tuscaloosa Civic Course. And let's see what else I was in. Marshall Smith was in there. We did Mozart's Requiem. Mm-hmm. Wiggle the whole time he sang.